Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I'll talk to the author about their latest project. We'll tell you where you can find them on social media, and perhaps we'll even give you that opportunity to meet them. Joining me today is Maxine Whitfield. We're talking about her book, The Elite Nanny: Simple Solutions to the Parenting Nightmare. Maxine is a professional nanny. She has a bachelor's degree in psychology, and she's also an integrated wellness and life coach, in addition to being a published author. Maxine, welcome.
Hi.
It's a pleasure to have you today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
I'm curious. Tell me how you got into the business of being a nanny in the first place.
It was by accident. It wasn't something I planned. But I came to America at 19, and the opportunity came up to live and work with a family, and I took it as a really good way to get to know America, but to also feel safe in my environment and have people to support me during that time.
Now, you have this wonderful accent. You're from New Zealand. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Correct.
How did you get to America?
I saved really hard and got a one-way ticket to London stopping off here. So it was kind of a surprise event in a way.
Wow, I'm impressed. That's adventurous. Writing a book is difficult at best. Tell me why you decided to write the book.
That was another spur-of-the-moment decision. I was at a conference and a book writing program was offered. And someone, when I was grabbing a cup of tea on the break, said, "You've got more than one book in you." And then I raced back in to sign up for the program.
Wow, that's just almost serendipitous, isn't it?
It is. So I've got to get writing these other books now.
Let's give our listeners an overview of what's in The Elite Nanny.
The first half of the book, part one, is my journey to elite. So it's a candid story about how I did come to America at 19 and the steps and process I went through to become an elite nanny working for the stars. And the second half of the book I've written is inside the job. So I've touched on the things that I've learnt during the 26 years I've been working as a nanny and combined that with my psychology education and the ways that I see that we could improve the lives of children and families in their daily life.
Are there some specific tips that you would like to give our listeners? I know they must be hanging on every word that you're saying right now.
I think the one thing about being a professional nanny that I don't think people realize is how big the work is. And so being good with children is the very edge of a huge job description. And in many ways, it's the key to being a good nanny is to be a good person, because everything you say and do is being absorbed by the children in your care. So there's that element to it. And then as far as things that people can do themselves, modeling is huge. So the things that you do around your children, they're taking all that in. And even if you're telling them to do something different with your words, it's your actions that really teach them how to be in the world and how to react to certain situations. So I think that parents really need to be aware of what they're doing when they're not thinking about their children, when they're having a conversation with their husband, or when they are talking to a friend on the phone, or when they're getting angry about something, because their children are really learning through their behavior.
You know, I think that's something that is difficult to remember as a parent. Every minute, you're really on because you have that little audience and they hear things and they see things that you really are not aware at the moment that they're seeing. And I think that's such a good point for you to make. And I think that's so important.
The other point I would like to make is to get to know your children, because yes, they live with you and you know their basic habits. So I find often there's a lot of rushing around and trying to get them out the door to school and, you know, packing their lunch, and everyone's busy. And I understand that, but taking the time to just stop and really look at your child in the eyes and talk to them just for 3 minutes about something that's important to them that they may be asking you about is like it just really acknowledging them for who they are and what they have to say. I think is a very important part of being a parent as well.
Is there a story in the book that is a particular story that you like, that you'd like to share with our listeners?
There's many, many stories in the book. It's really based on a lot of little stories and that outline all the advice and the things that I'm trying to point out. So let me think about what would be a good one for that idea. I would say read the book to find out. I can't think of one right now.
That's okay.
Yes, it's literally full of little stories and antidotes of things that have happened and, you know, either what went wrong or what could have been done differently or what I learned and what someone else could learn through my experiences. So I have many of those in there that are happening all the time.
Now, you're going to Book Expo America in New York. That's going to be held at the end of May. I believe it's May 31st through June 2nd. And it's going to be in New York at the Javits Center. And you're going.
Mm-hmm. I am. I'm excited.
I think you should be. I think that's terrific. Your book is going to be featured, and you're going to be there. So if it's open to the public, if our listeners wanted to pick up a copy of the book, you'd be there to sign it. Is that right?
That's correct. I would be. I will be.
You'll be in the Lit Fire booth all 3 days.
I am going to be there all 3 days. But I will not be at the booth the entire time. I am going to go to some of the conference teachings and experience other things at the fair as well. So if they want to stop Lit Fire Publishing and ask or leave a message for me, then when I stop back in there, they can give you some times. I will be at the booth.
They can also go to the Book Expo America website. And I've looked at the website myself, and there's a map of inside the Javits Center where the book fair is going to be held, and it shows where the different booths are. So that would make it easier for someone to find you.
Yes, that'd be great.
It would also, yeah, I think it would be too. Is there any suggestion that you would like to give a parent? I know that your book talks about tantrums with children, sleepless nights, teething, potty training, all of those kinds of things. Is there one suggestion that you'd like to particularly leave our listeners with?
I would like to say keep going. You're doing a great job as a parent as long as you're invested, engaged in the process. Don't hold on to the moment when things don't go exactly as you planned, because this is a learning process for everyone involved, for you and your child. Everyone has different parents and different circumstances, so just do the best you can for right now. Parenting is a magical journey. I know that because I've got to be part of it in many, many families. So I would just say enjoy it and don't feel guilty if you get it wrong one day. Just get up the next day and start again and do the best you can.
Oh, I love that advice, Maxine. I know that our listeners, especially someone who is a parent, is sitting there wondering, where can I find this wonderful book? I always go to Amazon, and I did for your book as well, and I put in the title of the book, which is The Elite Nanny, Simple Solutions to the Parenting Nightmare by Maxine, M-A-X-I-N-E, Whitfield, W-H-I-T-F-I-E-L-D. Put that in the book search feature and just click on it, and your book just comes right up. And there's a nice excerpt. There's a little up in the upper right-hand corner. It says, click here, and it opens up, and you can read a little excerpt from the book. And it gives a brief description, and there's a little bio of you on the page. And it's very well done, and you've given some really good advice. Where else could they find your book?
They can also find it on my website, which is elitenannytoday.com, spelt the same way as the title. And it's offered on iBooks and also Barnes & Noble. So there's three other places they could find it.
Excellent. What else would they find on your website when they go there?
There is a tab where you can push to go and send me a message. So if anyone has any questions that they would like me to answer, I'm very, very happy to help and send advice, no charge at all, to anybody that would like to email me. Or if there are a lot of responses, I can also do a blog on my Facebook page, which is The Elite Nanny on Facebook, on the topic that is concerning them.
Excellent. You have been so interesting, and I know that this book has come about over time because of all your stories and all of your experience, and I loved what you said when you're going to be at Book Expo America, that you plan to continue learning and that you plan to attend some of the various topic lectures and education sessions that will be offered there, because that's part of who you are. You've continued to learn over your life. How did you get to be a life coach, Maxine?
I've always been very interested in psychology and then working with families as well. I just felt that would really enhance what I'm already doing and give me some different techniques to use inside the home and with families. So I took the Integrated Wellness Life Coach course as an online study to contribute to the things I already knew. And that's how that started.
Is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with? I think you've given them such good advice today while we've been talking. Is there one final thought that you'd like to leave that parent out there on the other end of our interview?
I would like to say that every child is different. So what works for one child won't necessarily work for your other children. And I think this is very important to keep in mind with discipline and sharing your love, because children feel loved in different ways. So one piece of advice I have is to just ask your children, how do you know I love you, and see what their answer is, because some of them may say, because you tell me you love me, or I feel loved when we play together outside or go swimming together, and then you know it's an activity-based thing that makes them feel loved. So that's my advice. Find out how your children really connect to you and what makes them feel special, and take notice of each individual child and what is special to them, and include that in their lives if you can.
Excellent advice. You are delightful. I have enjoyed talking with you today. Thank you so much for giving all of the parents listening some hope and some help. And it's been a pleasure to have you as our guest. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you very much.
Samuel Johnson said, "A writer begins a book, but a reader finishes it." I hope you'll join me next time on Books on Air. And until then, buy a book, read a book, share a book, and thank you so much for listening.